Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. He's the president and the founder of Story Worldwide. Put a .com on the end of that. You find his website. Kirk, tell us a little bit about Story.
Story is a content-focused advertising agency. 70% of our work is digital. The other 30% is anything you can imagine, from writing on the sidewalk with chalk to doing point-of-sale displays at retail establishments. And we create story-based marketing programs for some of the world's largest companies.
Yeah. And does it well, folks. And the growth of your company from what I remember when you basically started it, 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago?
Yep.
And we've been watching this all along. I was telling the audience before you got here how proud I am of you, Kirk. And I know what a struggle it's been, what a challenge it's been, but also I know how much fun it's been getting something like that out of the ground. My audience can appreciate what you've done because they're doing that in their own way, in their own businesses. Kirk, you were about to tell us a story when we went to the break.
I was. I have recently picked up the most awesome and pretentious title I have ever had, Jim, and I've acknowledged this to you, and now I'll acknowledge it publicly. I am now a global advisory board member of the Future of Advertising Project. Now, that's a real mouthful.
It's pretty pretentious, but go ahead.
And I apologize.
It's all right.
But here's the story behind it. The Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania, which has probably the best marketing department in academia, has teamed up with some of the biggest and a few of the most innovative agencies in the world, as well as big partners like Google,
right,
who's providing a lot of the grant money for this,
right,
to really seriously research what the future of advertising is. Now, the head of this effort is the professor I was quoting earlier,
right,
Yoram Wind. Everybody calls him Jerry. Really brilliant guy. He was the one who says we don't have the vocabulary yet, mm-hmm, to talk about where advertising is going. And the folks at Wharton, the folks on this Future of Advertising project, willingly admit that the word advertising in Future of Advertising is probably the wrong word.
You shouldn't define a future project with a term that you're recognizing is going to be obsolete.
I think everybody associated with, or almost everybody, agrees with that. The trouble is, as Jerry says, there is no vocabulary. So you would need a word that was the new age process of selling things to people or getting their attention for new products and services, or what it would take you 10 minutes.
If you were designing a spreadsheet formula for this, it would be a circular reference.
Exactly.
So what do you guys, I've got about 2 minutes left. What are you guys going to accomplish? What do you hope to accomplish? Why should small business owners care?
Small business owners should care for a couple of reasons. Number one, because there's a great website they can go to learn about these trends and get really familiar with some tools that can be very helpful for them. And that, you go to youtube.com/fastforward.
Fast forward. YouTube/fastforward.
And click on tools, click anywhere, you will become part of this conversation about where advertising and marketing
is going. So I can become part of that pretentious group, too?
Absolutely. we as a matter of fact, we insist upon it. And part of this effort is going to be aiming at small business in particular. Now, that hasn't begun yet. It's
right,
really focused on the big picture, but small business is coming, and I will be reporting to you and keeping in
right
touch with you as this gets closer and closer to
we,
that.
We need that. So I've got about 40 seconds left. Tell me what small business owners can do right now to make sure that they're moving in the direction of away from the 20th century Madison Avenue kind of stuff.
here's what I know. The old TV thinking is gone. It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
The new business of advertising is to create a story, right? Your brand is your story. Create that piece of media, whether it's written in text, whether it's a little video that you do, you know, in front of your webcam, whatever mm-hmm. it is, tell your story and then put that out there in social media, put it on the web so that people can find it, people can find you. The customer is now in charge of that search, and what you have to be is present where the customer is.
But you must be authentic. Even if you're pretentious, it must be authentic pretentiousness.
Absolutely, but this is the opportunity because being
Kirk,
I got to
wrap it up. Thanks for being here, Kirk. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.